This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Sci-Fi and Scream Undead, a podcast of Joy 94.9 with Sonya the Screamer and Clay Talks.
I think, to me, I never really considered it a period piece. It was just kind of a timeless story of teen angst, you know. I mean, I certainly went through all that stuff. That's what happens with teenagers, is they feel guilty for having completely normal feelings. Most of the movies I see about teenagers are really pretty wrong, and I don't see. I think that it's just an adult's idea of what they want their teenagers to be like, or what, and I don't get it. It kind of bothers me. But I've always tried to avoid those and stuck to what I believe to be pretty real. I like to put labels on teenagers, like this one's takes drugs and is a stoner or whatever they call them that week, and then the other one's a jock, and they just love to label kids when they don't treat them with enough respect. I used to drive around at night and listen to music because I couldn't sleep, and I was driving around and I was wishing so badly that I had someone to talk to, a friend, someone, and I didn't. And I saw this magazine stand, outdoor magazine stand, and I saw myself on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine, and it said something like, Winona Ryder, the luckiest girl in the world. And it broke my heart, because there I was, you know, in so much pain, and feeling so confused, feeling so lost in my life. I wasn't allowed to complain because I was so lucky, you know, and I was so blessed, and I made a lot of money, and, you know, my problems weren't real problems, and if I'm as nauseated as the next person when actors complain about their lives. You know, we are blessed, we are lucky, but the stuff that I was going through was difficult.
Be here, Joyce.
Oh, brother, I have not needed you for a long time.
Oh, no. Look what happened.
Oh, don't you dare. At least I was here.
Oh, come on, Joyce. Just look around at this place. Oh, your Christmas lights. The hell am I supposed to think? You're such a great mom. You're a mess.
Maybe I am a mess. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm out of my mind. But God help me, I will keep these lights up until the day I die if I think there's a chance that Will's still out there. Now get out! Get out of my house!
Our Winona, your Winona.
Yeah, mine.
Our Winona, we love her, and Stranger Things, and much, much more.
Yeah.
Maybe we could have, I know, a Winona-ween.
I love it. Let's do that.
Because her birthday's on the 29th of October. So perfect. And you could just go for 4 days. And then Stranger Things hits.
Yeah.
And you fall over and go, oh my God, I'm in love. I'm in love. I think I'm in. I keep controlling myself, trying to, not doing very well, to not put pictures up of Winona Ryder on my Facebook. But I want to because I love her. And everyone goes, oh, here we go. Another fucking Winona Ryder picture.
Yeah.
Winona's someone that you would love to have as a best friend where you could tell your darkest secrets and at 2 or 3 in the morning, do you know?
Yeah, totally.
And Drew Barrymore would be the other one. All in the same big bunk bed, do you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to hang out with them and a time travel back to, let's see.
20 years ago?
Oh, 1991 maybe. You know, just before going to a Kurt Cobain concert.
Maybe I want to turn it down a bit more.
Sorry about that.
You're not sorry.
Hey, A to Z of horror. We're back. We're horrific. Well, one of us is really horrific.
I know. Yeah, you are.
Hey, what's about you? This is Sonia Hammer.
Oh, I'm used to you doing my introduction. This is Bailey.
Bailey who?
Bailey O'Neill from the A to Z of horror.
It sounds like a kind of something you have in a shot glass, a Bailey O'Neill.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I accidentally, pass it along. Like, about 5 or so years ago, I realized I have the most Irish name possible.
It's awesome.
I don't like
it. Is
it
yours? Or did you just buy it somewhere? Purchase it online? Now, we're speaking of, because it's Women in Horror Month. Let me say that again. It's Women in Horror Month.
Women.
Horrific. Woman.
There's multiple.
Woman.
There's more than one.
Woman. Or Gyno Awareness Month in genre. So women in horror, we can't love it enough. We can't get it enough. It's every month. Let's face it, it's every day. Let's
be clear.
And we're going to embrace the Winona.
Oh, yes.
Ryder. Winona Horovitz. That's perfect, isn't it? Horovitz. And I'm going to look at a bit of scary movie and the wonderful Brenda Meeks, played by Regina Hall.
Fantastic character.
Yeah, I love it. So it's light and dark. Funny and not so funny.
A little bit,
tonight.
Yeah.
On the podcasted Sci-Fi and Squeam Undead. We are undead.
Yep, a little bit.
Yep. Let's start with Joyce, because Stranger Things have been known to happen on Sci-Fi and Squeam, and that is where you come in, Bailey.
Oh, yeah, with both of us here, there's always bound to be Stranger Things happening.
So, look, Winona Ryder is another one. We've spoken about Drew Barrymore, and we are speaking about her, of course, because of Santa Clarita Diet. But it's like the universe is giving us some wonderful treats here.
It really has.
These 90s icons are back.
Yeah, they really
never
are.
Really went away, but
I think Winona did.
Yeah, she deliberately did. Like, she tried to get away because of all the drama and controversy in the early 2000s.
I don't remember what happened, but something.
Free Winona.
I remember that. I don't remember
shoplifting.
What it was. That.
However, people go through stuff, people go through a lot of shit. She's come out the other end looking gorgeous wonderful and brave and strong, and this is called Stranger Things.
Oh, my God.
Tell us about that.
Tell us about Stranger Things.
Yeah,
all right,
do.
So I'm a terrible, terrible person because I only just watched Stranger Things for the first time about 5 days ago.
You're 3 or 4 months behind everyone else. What the hell?
No, but the so there's this big football thing in America called the Super Bowl, and they play nice commercials during it.
Usually. Not this year.
They play fancy ones. But anyway, there was a Stranger Things season 2 trailer that, announced and teased it all.
Teased.
And that got me hooked because there was a lot of interesting stuff in that trailer. So I was like, okay, now I need to go back and watch this show. I watched it all with my housemate in one day. Incredible. I fell in love with Joyce. Joyce is Winona Ryder's character.
She's
the
fabulous.
Mother of the lost child that kind of sets off a lot of things in motion throughout the show.
Mm. Yeah, a little queer child,
I
think it's a text, I think so. But anyway, if we get through to season 5 or 6, we may find out when they grow up. Because they're growing up already. It's kind of creepy, crazy, but cool.
I hope if they do make this a regular thing, like they actually let the kids age properly.
All right, so tell us a bit more. You're in charge.
It's just Winona Ryder in the show. I mean, it's full of incredible actors, but she is easily the standout. She carries the show. She has the probably the biggest, like, emotional burden, like, for any of the actors to, you know, get across, because it's her child that's lost and in danger.
Yeah.
And she's, like, she's obsessive and she's paranoid, but she's not insane. And she gets that across brilliantly. Mm. And, you know, she's extremely determined. She's not physically strong, but she's one of the strongest characters I've ever seen as, like, a mother in a horror sci-fi kind of context.
What I like about that character, Joyce, and what I like about Stranger Things is Winona Ryder, mainly.
Mm.
And especially at the beginning of the series, I felt that later on in the series, her character wasn't so dominant, and I don't know, something, it just didn't quite go.
I think it's because she gains allies. At the start, she's by herself, with occasional support from her other son, Jonathan.
Yes.
But he's mostly off doing his own thing. But I would say about the two-third point of the way through the series, she definitely has a lot more support, which means she can't really get across these things.
I don't know. But with her career, it's been a fantastic ride and a hell of a ride. I mean, she's been in Tim Burton films. She's been, you know, with some of the so-called hottest guys ever, you know.
So-called,
not so hot now. But, and she's survived all that. She survived some amazing changes in cinema and Hollywood.
Stranger Things made me, you know, kind of remember how much I really like her. But
exactly.
I every now and then, I kind of treat Winona Ryder a bit like Eric Bana. Really, really good. But I just kind of forget about them every now and then.
Mm. And it's good to be reminded just of what an amazing...
Yeah.
Plethora and strong performances and interesting films.
I know, like, I forget,
really important ones like Beetlejuice.
Totally.
Edward Scissorhands. Of course, those are Tim Burton films.
She was
so
even
on.
In, like, as an obsessive, you know, Aliens fan. Like, I should always, like, associate her with Alien Resurrection. But I don't.
It's an amazing film. Everyone hates it. I love it.
I don't think it's amazing. I think it's good.
It scares the shit out of me, to be
quite honest. It's not as bad as everyone says. Not even close.
No, but it's pretty. Look.
Number 36706.
Ellen Ripley died 200 years ago. You're a thing, a construct. They grew you in a lab.
What the hell is going on here?
He is breeding an alien species.
I wish you could understand what we're trying to do here.
Now they brought it out of you.
Not all the way
out. She's really fascinating, interesting woman.
Mm.
And one of her quotes, I remember, I looked it up actually, she says, "I'm the kind of kid who used to get stuffed into a locker by school bullies. I've never felt like I'm a big star at any level of my life." Well, how interesting.
Yeah, that makes sense. I kind of get that vibe from her.
Yeah, I get the vibe that she's introverted and doesn't like to, you know, stand out in the crowd.
Yeah.
Yet she was such a big deal in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I think there's a reason that, like, one of her most famous films is Girl Interrupted.
Yes, yes. Angelina Jolie, I mean, incredible film, though, end of the 90s, but really pulled it.
This place is a fucking fascist torture chamber!
No. See, I worked in state hospitals. This place is a 5-star hotel. A lot of crazy shit from a lot of crazy people. But you are not crazy.
And what's wrong with me? Huh? What the fuck is going on inside my head? Tell me, Dr. Val, what's your diagnosis?
You are a lazy, self-indulgent little girl who is driving herself crazy.
She's also said things like, if I showed you scripts from my first few movies, the descriptions of my characters all said, "The ugly girl."
Oh, that's unfortunate.
She's not ugly.
No,
she's ugly. She's really mesmerizing, and she's just perfect. To me, she's perfect for the era that she is, you know, that she comes from or relates to. But actually reviving that is like, my God, it doesn't matter what era it is.
To me, she looks like a normal person. You know, just like a normal average person.
Ich, Luke Bolts, I'm such an idiot.
Look, you believed it because you wanted to believe it. Your true feelings were too gross and icky for you to face.
I did not want them dead.
You did too.
I did not.
Did too.
I did not.
Did too.
I did not.
Did too.
Did not.
Did too.
Did not. Shut up. I did not want them to.
Oh, come on, you
Mary
did. You're just
a little
not.
Little lamb, little lamb, little
I know
lamb.
What you.
See, like, and you know how, like, some really famous people, like Johnny Depp and Brad Pitt, just have, like, almost supernaturally crafted faces? that no one else could possibly have. But you could, I seriously could expect to just see a woman who looked exactly like Winona Ryder, just like on the tramp.
I've got a friend who looks like her, but I've only realized it in the last few days. I've gone, oh my God, that's what it is about you. Wait till I tell them that. They'll hate me because
they probably get it all the
time. They probably go, oh God, Sonia, finally, you know. Yeah, I'm a bit slow.
That's right.
But look, hey, the Stranger Things took home some of those big awards for SAG, and that was where I think the world also, in a good way, and I don't think people meant anything harsh by it, but fell in love, and all those memes and GIFs that came out with Winona and her expressions. Yeah. I'm showing you the pictures now.
Yeah. That's a really cute picture. Oh my God. Looks very worried there.
I love this one. This one will go in the podcast.
Let me have a look. Oh, that's pretty cute.
That's beautiful. She's smiling like a child that's opened something beautiful, and she doesn't give a fuck what people think. And that's what I love about her, and now in her career, she doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
she's a survivor.
That's a pretty great place to be.
And she's punching the air, and it's like, yes, because there was a big hoo-ha about it, as I say, because it was a big speech about since the age of Trump is now upon us, and for a lot of our American cousins out there, it's like, we feel for you, we really do, definitely feel like, oh my God, how awful.
Absolutely.
One of the actors, what was his name? David Harbour, who plays the sheriff in
Hopper.
Stranger Things. No, it says Harbour.
No, sorry, Hopper is his character.
Oh, Hopper.
Hopper, sorry.
Right. Hopper, played by Harbour. Jesus. He made this really poignant kind of speech, like rallying the cause. You know, it was awesome and went on a bit long probably. But the camera focuses on Winona, and she's just, everyone else is looking cool and calm and collected. Yeah. And she's just doesn't
losing
give a
it.
Shit.
Yeah.
Losing it in a good way. And you can see that
she's just
having a great time. She's just a person.
Yeah.
She's a cool person, but I do love the big smile.
That's such a nice photo.
To go deeper and through our art to battle against fear, self-centeredness, and exclusivity of our predominantly narcissistic culture, and through our craft to cultivate a more empathetic and understanding society by revealing intimate truths that serve as a forceful reminder to folks that when they feel broken and afraid and tired, they are not alone. We are united in that we are all human beings, and we are all together on this horrible, painful, joyous, exciting, and mysterious ride that is being alive. Now, as we act in the continuing narrative of Stranger Things, we 1983 Midwesters will repel bullies. We will shelter freaks and outcasts, those who have no homes. We will get past the lies. We will hunt monsters.
So they got best ensemble cast for a network show, even though it's not really a network.
Not even close to a network, but I would say the award is well-deserved. Great cast.
Rewriting. Everything's been rewritten. It's like a retro rewrite of so many things that, as geeks, that we love, you know, whether it's Back to the Future or Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about this on the tram. It's like Stranger Things is more of like a remix of 80s movies all like thrown into one little thing.
It's just overwhelming.
Yeah, and it's so interesting like watching Stranger Things and like seeing every character's like progression, not just their like emotional arc from the start of the story, but like seeing what transitional phases they go through, like in what genre. Because we've got Nancy and Steve doing like monster hunting, the boys looking for Will, dealing with Eleven.
The Upside Down, so Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, like it's,
you know,
it's
worlds
so
within
cool.
worlds.
It's, there's so many different types of like genres.
It scares me in a good way.
Effortlessly just transitions through. It's amazing. Yeah.
It's the culture. It's like the family tree of geek and genre, particularly.
It
meets in this one television show, which is very interesting and very timely. So, yeah.
Yeah.
We've spoken about it before on Sci-Fi and Scream.
I'm
and
not surprised.
But I've never spoken about it with you, so... You know,
I'm definitely a big Stranger Things fan now.
Well, when is the next season out? Do we know?
Halloween this year.
Oh, perfect.
I'm going to have a premiere party at my house. You're not invited.
I'm crying. I love Winona. We love Winona.
Oh,
Laura Horovitz, born October 29th.
Nice.
Ooh, close, close. 1971, American actress, obviously. Goth teenager and Beetlejuice. Oh, how can we not forget? Heathers in 1988. Just amazing. Heather. Very controversial teenage suicide satire. Mermaids. The list goes on.
Mm.
Of course, Edward Scissorhands later on. Fabulous. And then Bram Stoker's Dracula in 92 with Francis Ford Coppola. I just loved her next to, you know, Keanu Reeves. Well, anybody's a good actor, aren't they? But,
or a better actor. I think he's all right sometimes.
Oh, well, he's okay. Yeah. Are you all right? You're going to have a... Oh. Yeah. She's just done a whole heap of stuff. And then, of course, Alien Resurrection in 1997. There's some good, interesting, you know, genre stuff that she's come in later on, including appearing as Spock's mother in Star Trek. In 2010, and then Frankenweenie doing the voice in that, and playing an old washed-up ballerina with attitude in Black Swan, a tiny, tiny, tiny part. But oh, that was her comeback.
Yeah,
she was super. You got to watch that. It's like
I think seen she's her. Only, I don't remember her. Seen, it's a very small.
Yeah,
role.
Yeah, she's like 10 minutes overall.
I remember her. The old, like the
yeah,
older.
She's
ballerina.
Like a slush, and she's just being a bitch.
Yeah,
she's perfect.
Beth, I'm so sorry to hear you're leaving the company.
What'd you do to get this role?
He always said you were such a frigid little girl. What did you do to make him change his mind?
What's going on here?
Hey, I need to talk to you. I need
wrong.
To talk to you.
Go home.
No, don't you do that. Don't you dismiss me like that.
Beth. My little princess, please, hold it together.
I'm coming by later. I have something for you. It's a token of my appreciation.
Right.
You make the most of it, Nina.
I'm going to have to rewatch it, but I do remember.
Look, a fascinating woman. Her godfather was Timothy Leary, for fuck's sake. Friends of the family were people like Allen Ginsberg and Lawrence Ferlinghetti, the poet. The poets, and of course, people who used to show up for dinner with Philip K. Dick, people like that, you know, Blade Runner. I mean, hello, it's like
that's incredible.
And she's got a Jewish background as well. I mean, her parents were friends with Aldous Huxley's wife, for God's sake. I mean,
that's pretty
the
crazy.
The pedigree,
yeah,
you know, she's already. Of course she's going to be goth. She's going to be alternative.
Yeah, of course.
You can't help. Timothy Leary, I mean, hello, that madman. And hanging out with beat poets, that's got to have an influence on your life. And
all this makes a lot of sense now.
It does come together. So if you had to choose, what apart from Stranger Things, which obviously
apart
you're
from Stranger
over,
Things.
Yeah, movie, you have to choose. Because I don't think she's been in much television. I've got a feeling that this is her first real big exploration. In TV.
Well, I feel like if you haven't seen it, it has to be Beetlejuice. Like,
yep.
Not even just for Winona, but just because of the entire movie,
right.
You know?
Amazing. Michael Keaton, like hell.
Yeah. But if you have seen Beetlejuice, which, I mean, like most people have, I would probably say Girl Interrupted.
Yeah?
Yeah. I saw
the real life stuff. It's really...
It's very real.
Haunting, and it's really
it's
in your
very
face.
Very heavy movie.
It's a heavy movie, but... You're drawn in, you love the characters. It's like a female One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, but it's kind of better than that. I mean, it's really girl power inside the institution, if there's, you know, I mean, gets compared to a lot of things, but I think it stands on its own. I'm going to say, be a little bit out there, but Bram Stoker's Dracula is Mina.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's because I love the story. It's so repressive and it's so screwed up and sexual screwed up. And
I might need to rewatch this at some
obsessive.
Point. Obsessive. I went through a big phase when I was a teenager going through lots of vampire movies.
Yes.
So even the good ones have just sort of all
blurred
into each
This is a
other.
Good one to combine it. I would companion it with something like Interview with a Vampire.
Okay.
They kind of companion it. Same sort of era in the early 90s.
Hmm.
Sort of fit together with that obsession there was at the time in Hollywood with vampirism. Makes
I'm
sense.
Definitely need to get my hands on this.
And I'll always be treasured. I'll always love Heathers. But I'll always love Heather too. Have you seen Heathers?
I don't think so.
Oh my God.
I know.
You're going to die when you watch it.
I probably will.
you know, in 7 days. Fault.
You a Heather?
No. I'm a Veronica. Sawyer. This may seem like a really stupid question.
And there are no stupid questions.
You inherit $5 million the same day aliens land on the Earth and say they're going to blow it up in 2 days. What do you do?
That's the stupidest question I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about The Ring earlier, weren't you?
We were. In fact, in this podcast, we have a special. We've got a fantastic competition with Rings, the new Rings movie.
Mm.
So it's a reinvention. It sure looks interesting. So basically, just keep listening to the podcast. It'll be thrown in here somewhere if it hasn't already. Find out more and contact us. It's not Sci-Fi and Scream, but it's scifiscream@joy.org.au if you want to be part of that competition and be in the draw. It includes a season pass, a double pass, and some other stuff, posters or whatever, I don't know. Cool stuff. Anyway, thank you, Paramount Pictures. Dare to watch, Dare to Die on Sci-Fi and Scream Undead. To celebrate the release of Rings, we have some fabulous booty to give away, some great prizes, some merchandise packs that consist of a double in-season pass, a poster, iPad case, and notebook. Yes, Dare to Win on Sci-Fi and Scream Undead. Rings is out February 23rd, and it's a new chapter in the beloved Ring horror franchise. A young woman becomes worried about her boyfriend when he explores a dark subculture surrounding a mysterious videotape said to kill the watcher 7 days after they viewed it. She sacrifices herself to save her boyfriend, and in doing so, makes a horrifying discovery. There is a movie within a movie that no one has ever seen before, starring Matilda Lutz, Alex Rowe, Johnny Galecki, Amy Teagarden, Bonnie Morgan, and Vincent D'Onofrio. Yes, Sci-Fi and Scream presents Dare to Watch, Dare to Win on Sci-Fi and Scream Undead. If you want to be in the running, all you have to do is email us scifiscream@joy.org.au. That's scifiscream@joy.org.au. Or you can message us on our Facebook page. Dare to watch, Dare to Die on Sci-Fi and Scream Undead and win some lovely Rings prizes. Rings is out for Paramount Pictures February 23rd, running for a season. A season of Rings.
You're not real! You're not real.
Come on, we gotta get up.
I keep thinking about this story. There's this video that kills you 7 days after you watch it. The second it's over, the phone rings, and this boy says,
7 days. That's when she's coming for me.
7 days, 7 days. You want to know about the girl in the well.
What does she want from me?
This mark on your hand. It says rebirth.
Mom?
She's here.
You've opened up a door, and now no one is safe.
Go right, go for it.
Okay, kia ora, this is Taika Waititi, and you are listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94. Is there a dot in there?
Yes,
just
point.
94.9. Kia ora, this is Taika Waititi, stuntman, actor, director, lover, friend, confidant, shoulder to cry on. You're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9 FM, not AM.
Beautiful. So yeah, The Ring, we've moved. I mean, she could easily be Samara.
Samara's mother.
Yeah. Because she's got that long black hair, although she had blonde hair and...
Yeah.
Edward Scissorhands, but you know, she's got that look, that, you know, sort of emaciated, pale, gothic look that is adorable.
Yeah.
Winona is someone that you would love to have as a best friend where you could tell your darkest secrets and at 2 or 3 in the morning, do you know?
Yeah, totally.
Well, I read through that handbook for the recently deceased. It says, live people ignore the strange and unusual. I myself am strange and unusual.
You look like a regular girl to me.
You read our book.
Yeah.
You could follow it.
Yeah, why were you guys creeping around in Delia's bedroom?
We were trying to scare your mother.
Stepmother. Anyway, you can't scare her. She's sleeping with Prince Valium tonight.
And Drew Barrymore would be the other one. All in the same big bunk bed, do you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to hang out with them and a time travel back to, let's see.
15, 20 years ago?
Oh, 1991 maybe, you know, just before going to a Kurt Cobain concert. You know, Drew Barrymore is godmother to Frances Bean Cobain.
Didn't know that.
The daughter, yeah. Anyway, I digress. So that's Winona. You happy with that? You happy with the Winonas?
Yeah, pretty happy.
Yeah. Also, one of the quotes, we'll leave that with that, is the... I was regarded as a school freak, which further reinforced a lot of inhibitions and doubts I had about myself. I was a shy, frightened teenager for a long time, if that makes sense. Another thing that she said, which was interesting, I don't believe I'm influencing anybody but myself. She's a very, very deep woman, I think.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of not so deep, but beautiful, but love her, scary movie I'm choosing for my woman in horror is Regina Hall, who plays Brenda Meeks. Brenda!
Probably one of my favourite characters in the series.
It's just no hold bars, clowning around, yeah. Taking the piss.
She always just politically says whatever's incorrect, on her mind.
But playing up the stereotypes of a person of colour, a woman of colour too. That
yeah, like the really loud, kind of obnoxious, yeah. Like black, you know, yeah. Black woman.
Black woman. Bossy.
But
bossy
she takes
black
it
woman.
To like the...
What white people see, but then subverts it. Especially the scene in the famous one in the cinema,
yeah.
Taking off Scream 2, was it? Scream 2?
Yeah.
In the cinema.
That was always one of my favourites from the first scary movie.
See this? I got a camera on you. I'm recording.
You on camera.
And it's also quite scary. Like, it's quite disturbing, the scene at the end when they kill her.
A little bit, yeah.
That's really, like, gross. It grossed me out.
Yeah, that's not much
of a
spoiler because she dies, like, 4 times in this,
yeah.
In this series.
She dies in every single one, doesn't she?
I think so.
I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick.
Don't leave now. The movie's about to come on.
I'm going to the bathroom. Here, take your hot sauce.
Hurry up now. Don't be long. Let him through! You can move back some. You don't own the theater. Don't go in there! No. Ah! Ah! Oh! 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 like everybody else up in here. That ain't no man. You can see her real hair right there.
Do you mind?
I know you better get out of my face. Out of my face. Out of my face. This is all me up in here. You handle that.
Will you shut the fuck up?
This movie is good. Hey, baby. You came back just in time. She's about to get it on with Shakespeare. He found
shut
out she's a girl.
Up.
Yeah, I got you. I got you on camera. You on candid camera now. You ain't know that. Hello? Hey, girl. I'm in the movie. Shakespeare in love. You lying.
For Christ's sake, will you just shut your trap?
Please.
Shut up.
Hold on. I don't know why y'all is acting like this. My girlfriend already seen the movie. She said they don't even stay together in the end.
Give me that.
Right.
You sit down?
Oh, shut up.
Your ass is grass.
This is for Selma!
Please! This is for talking! For the fugitive! You ruined Schindler's List!
All Jackie Chan movies!
Boogie Nights!
And Big Mama's House!
Have you seen the one where she's the corpse and they try to bring her back to life and blow
her? Yeah, that
up?
Was in three. That was in she's like just stuck in the it's an open like casket funeral, and she's if you've seen The Ring, you'll know
terrible.
Like the kind of thing they're parodying where she's all like
so
shriveled up and blue and just like terrified and frozen in this pose. It's so good.
Oh, it's really bad. But look, I love Regina Hall. She's great. And of course, Anna Faris as Cindy Campbell.
Yeah.
The two just bounce off her. The dumb blonde.
Yeah.
Which is what
really
Anna Faris always plays up when she's not dumb at all in real life. And Regina Hall is the loud, mouthy black woman. Just
they work so well together.
With the Wayans. Maybe not so much, but the Wayan brothers. But hey, look, they made it happen. So, you know, these movies have grossed, get this, over $895 million.
Yeah, they've got some
serious
of my money
stuff
as well.
So there's five, I believe, but she only appears up to number four.
I've actually seen them all.
Wow. That's brave.
Yeah.
I don't think I could sit through all of them. I can watch bits of them, perhaps one and two, but not really.
You know what I think these guys should do? Mm. They should move out of movies and move to TV shows, because they're great at like these really isolated parody sections. There's a part in, I think, the fourth one where they go really hardcore parodying and ripping off that M. Night Shyamalan movie, The Village, you know? And I mean, it's
so funny. That
it's a really, crappy scene, but like you can tell they put a lot of effort into this kind of stuff. They'd be great at doing just like parody-based episodes.
They've done Cabin in the Woods. I think they have done that.
I don't think so, but
right, it'd be cool. But yes, yeah, Scary Movie 3 is probably our favorite. I think that's we agree.
It's,
In the series, there's a take a spoof of The Ring and Signs. Of the Signs one, I can't think about it. It's too much. Crop circles.
Those are pretty good. I like the aliens that show up in that movie.
And there's even a bit of 8 Mile in there and parody there. It's just bizarre. It's just wonderful. So, look, I do love her. I don't know much else about her career. Apart from that, she's been in things like Ally McBeal, apparently, where she was nominated or won an award, or Emmy or something wonderful, or Golden Globe or something like that. And she's been in things like Malibu's Most Wanted, Think Like a Man, whatever that is, and Think Like a Man 2, and appeared in Vacation, the 2015. So, hey, she's very versatile, but I hope she hasn't been typecast. But anyway, I love the scary movies and all power to her, because she's a black woman in horror, and black women in horror matter too a lot. So
even it happens to be horror comedy,
even if
it still counts,
it's still I reckon.
Yeah, if Bruce Campbell can have it, she can have it.
Yeah, exactly. Evil Dead's a hilarious musical, really, isn't it? It's not got music in it. It's got a bit of music, but Evil Dead 2. I mean, how can you not think that's a horror comedy?
Yeah, it's pretty great. Well, I mean, like, I think the second one is great. I'm not that huge on the first one, but the second one is
first
great.
One's, you know, like, we're trying it out. Second one's the perfect pitch for what it is. And they haven't stopped making them, let's face it.
Basically,
I don't just mean the television series. Okay, well, look, we're going to have to wrap it up. I know it's short and sweet, Bailey.
That's fine.
Short, sweet, and warm.
Time always flies by.
And salty.
And wet.
Red and wet.
Gooey.
And glossy.
A little bit like the opposite of the upside down.
Exactly. All right. So thank you so much for listening to us in this little mini podcast for Women in Horror Month, where we've got Scary Movie and we love Brenda, Woman of Color Matter in a genre. And
in everything.
Our Winona. Your Winona.
Yeah, mine.
She's our Winona. We love her. And Stranger Things and much, much more.
Yeah. Okay. After Stranger Things, I need to do lots more Winona homework. So
let's do some more Winona. And we expect everyone to do their Winona homework because it's going to be due very soon.
Mm.
And
Halloween.
Don't forget
there's
to...
going to be a test on Halloween.
Yes. Or actually, maybe we could have, I know, a Winona-ween.
I love it. Let's do that.
Because her birthday's on the 29th
of
October.
So perfect.
And you could just go for 4 days. And then Stranger Things hits.
Yeah.
And you fall over and go, oh my God, I'm in love. I'm in love. I think I'm in... I keep... controlling myself, trying to not do very well, to not put pictures up of Winona Ryder on my Facebook, but I want to because I love her, and everyone goes, "Oh, here we go, another fucking Winona Ryder picture."
I may be guilty of thinking that as well.
But aren't they good?
Sure, why not?
All right, okay. Thanks again for listening to us here on Sci-Fi and Scream Undead.
See ya.
See ya.
Well, actually, we never officially met, but remember me? I bumped into you in the cafeteria, and you were so sweet, and I was like, ooh, I'm so sorry, and you said, watch it, white bitch, or I'll put my size 8 in your ass, and I thought, how cool, because, like, I wear an 8 too, you know? This is my best friend, Cindy, by the way.
We already know each other.
Oh, you're a little friendies, huh?
Actually, we just met.
Well, the bitch is crazy.
What's your name?
Alex.
Hey. Oh, my goodness. My psychic Madam Elsa told me I was going to meet somebody whose name started with a letter in the alphabet.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Hey, girl, that jacket is slamming.
Thanks.
You better be careful, though. Some girl got her ass whipped and a little jacket stolen earlier today. Some people is so ghetto. What class we got next?
Psychology.
Oh, me too. 101?
In room 302 at 10 o'clock.
That's it.
Oh, y'all, this is too much. I'm telling you, remind me to get a little lotto ticket. Oh, don't split the pole now. My psychic Madam Elsa said it's bad luck.
You don't really believe in that stuff.
Yes, I do. I know that's true. After my near-death experience, I have become very, very spiritual, you know? I have little angels all around me. I'm real serene now. Very. Oh, look, that's a penny, y'all. Look, and it's on his. Now, that right there, that is good luck. I'm going to make a wish and throw it in the fountain. Y'all wait right here. Okay. I wish for a lot of money.
Yeah. skeleton. Here.
Catch it! Sight! Have a nice trip!
Hi, this is Carrie Fisher, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.